You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is the 31st day of July, the last day of the month. On the phone line with us to take a look at the weather forecast is Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Good afternoon to you, Drew.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Well, tell me about the weather and what your expectations over the next week might be for the Midwest.
Well, we're going to have a pleasant mix of weather, especially for this time of the year. We're going to be looking at a little bit of a warming trend. Temperatures will likely get back into something a little bit more seasonal. These 60s and 70s we've seen in the last couple of days are certainly wonderful for human existence, but doesn't do a lot for the crop sometimes. And so we do need to get back to some significant heat accumulating units there so we can finish this crop out sometime before Christmas. The odds are pretty good, though, that we'll see temperatures coming back near normal. We'll look for highs back into the upper 70s and 80s here as we finish out the week, and maybe even more solidly into the 80s for a brief period of time late this coming weekend and maybe on Monday. After that, though, another surge of cool air will be dropping through the region, and as it does so, we'll likely find showers and thunderstorms preceding it, and that'll be favorable from providing some moisture for some of the areas that are still lingering on that dryness problem. We'll see some rain before then, actually. A little disturbance will likely be impacting a portion of the western Corn Belt already here tomorrow and continuing on into Friday. That disturbance will likely bring some relief to eastern parts of Nebraska as well as portions of western Iowa, and from there down into parts of southern and central Illinois, southwestern Indiana, western Kentucky, even the northern Delta. So all those areas will likely pick up on between a half inch and a couple of inches of rain. They'll certainly be welcome, and we'll look for the next event, like I said, early next week.
Can you recap the month of July for me and what it was like?
Well, July was actually a bit on the cool side across a big part of the Midwest. Temperatures were near normal across the north from Minnesota over to portions of Michigan, and then everybody else to the south was actually a little bit cooler than average. And because of that, of course, our crops are a little bit further behind in their development. The degree day accumulation is certainly below average. But for the last 30 days, we did see rainfall totals way below average in portions of northern Missouri, the northwestern two-thirds of Illinois, most of Iowa, of course, the western portions of Wisconsin, and a big part of Indiana. Even Michigan had less than usual precipitation. Many of these areas reported less than half of normal rain, and a big part of those drier areas in western Iowa, southwest Minnesota, and extreme eastern Nebraska saw less than 25% of normal.
And they had a little rainfall, I think, in the last week, though not enough to bring them up to par. Was it enough to keep the crop running fairly decent, though?
I think so. We got to the point where the crop was pretty seriously stressed there for about a week to 10 days. And it was a tough time. I think we probably lost a little yield, but for the most part, the showers came back in along with the cooler weather, I think, just in the nick of time. And we probably didn't lose as much as we might have worried about. But the proof will be in the pudding. We'll have to wait and see what we get when the harvest comes along.
Thank you so much, Drew.
Have a good day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Wednesday afternoon. You have a great day. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.